You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hi, everybody. I am super excited about this episode. This is one that we did record back in 2023, but due to a lot of popular demand, positive feedback, and great insights from our customers, we are looking to re-air it. I hope you all enjoy. Greetings, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in with Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Really excited about today's topic. Fitting the theme of it being a new year. Today's topic is New Year, New You, focused on training and certifications with AWS. Before we jump into those details, I want to hand it off to Hayden for some quick intros.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. I'm an account manager here at Amazon Web Services. I've been working with SMB customers for just under 2 years, and I support the Arizona and New Mexico territory here. I'm based out of Seattle, Washington, and Ben and I always like to kick this off with a little question, and today we're doing what are we drinking? Ben, I have some Mio Energy in my Gatorade bottle here to help get me through the day here on a nice Monday. I'll hand it back to you, Ben, for a nice introduction.
Nice. You can't go wrong with a little bit of an energy kick, right? My name's Ben. I'm one of the account managers based out of Seattle as well. But you'll probably see me bounce around a few states, such as Idaho, Montana, Utah, Nevada. Really excited to connect with customers. When it comes to the question, what am I drinking now? I do have some sparkling water, a little something to stay hydrated. Currently drinking a lime flavor, so it's pretty refreshing. And excited to jump into today's topic.
Cool. So before we get started, I want to give everyone a little 411 of what is Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. So the purpose for this live stream is really to give you as an SMB customer frontline access to subject matter experts here at AWS. We also would love to give you some secrets of SMB. Ben and I have both been working with SMB customers for a little over 4 years combined. So we know a thing or two about how customers are leveraging the platform in the SMB vertical. And lastly, we want to introduce you to some internal resources that you as a customer can leverage to navigate the AWS ecosystem, whether that is solutions architects, specialists connected to your account team, or our vast partner network. In this episode, we're going to be talking specifically around training and certification. So we'll start off by having Ben go into what exactly TNC is, what does it stand for, and what really does it mean? Then we'll dive into our TNC experiences. So what certifications do Ben and I as sellers for AWS hold, and then how we got started with the training certification program and what it has allowed us to do today. Then we'll get into our coveted Kayla's Corner, where Kayla Jing, the solutions architect here at AWS, will join us as she always does and talk about her certification pathways. And then lastly, we'll wrap up with a guest speaker, Sean Winter, from the TNC specific team to walk us through how you can get started with TNC today. So Ben, before we get into anything, I alluded to it earlier, but what is TNC? What does it mean? Give us a little overview of training certification here at AWS.
Yeah, that's a great question, Hayden. So training and certification, AWS does have a great certification pathway, and essentially it's to help learners build, credibility and confidence, right? Validating their, cloud skills and expertise. What I like about AWS's approach when it comes to training and certification is there's something for everyone, right? Whether you're just starting new to the cloud and want to get an understanding, there's the cloud practitioner, a very high level view of the AWS services. But maybe you're more experienced in the cloud and you want to learn and dive deep into some of the in-depth specialties such as artificial intelligence and machine learning or security. We have those certifications as well. So I really like, whether new to the cloud or very experienced, there's something for everybody. Before diving in a bit further onto the pathways and such, Hayden, I'm curious to get your thoughts on training and certification.
Sure. Yeah. And I had the chance to work a bit with the TNC team this past quarter. So I really see the value of training certifications here at AWS. With over 200 services we offer, this allows customers to peel back the onion, if you will, and look a little bit deeper on how they can implement these into their day-to-day tasks at their company and how they can train their employees how to use AWS to the fullest capabilities. So I love the principle in the program, and I'm really excited for one of the team members to hop on later and walk us through this at more of a granular level.
Perfect. Hey, to kick it off, I'm just curious, Hayden, what's your experience with training and certifications? Do you currently hold any AWS certs?
I do, Ben. Yeah, I have the Cloud Practitioner Certification, which is a very basic AWS certification that goes over most of our core services and allows you to understand them at a 2,000-foot overview. As of last year, I also got certified in my Associate Solutions Architect certification, which takes those core services and teaches you how to implement them and apply those to different scenarios that you're faced with in the exam. I really enjoyed navigating that exam and plugging in some of the services to these questions and working backwards how I can solve them and how these services really are changing the way our customers are going about day-to-day business and applying them throughout their day-to-day tasks. Ben, how about yourself? I know you took a different approach to these exams and you did things a bit differently. So what exams do you hold and how did you take them?
Yeah, like yourself, I hold the Associate Solutions Architect certification. And I'll be honest, going into it, there's a lot of hesitation just due to the fact that I'm not a good test taker. There's a lot of test anxiety, if you will. So I knew I had to approach the exam and studying for the certification in a bit of a different way. What I liked and what I used the most was A-Cloud Guru. It was, a great course that not only walked me through, hey, here's how you prepare for the exam, but also kind of taking a step back and saying, hey, here's some hands-on labs to really kind of get that understanding of how do you use the AWS services and every day and in different initiatives and such. And that really helped me get confident enough to take the test and, really appreciative of all the different ways that AWS collaborates with different partners like A-Cloud Guru, so that whether you're very confident at test taking or you want a very in-depth course, there's something for everybody there.
Right. And Ben, we're talking a lot about test taking and these certifications. Well, I brought up a good point in my head that I'd love to run past everyone. And I ran this campaign in Q4 of last year that specialized in working with customers in leveraging their end of year leftover budget that they may have. What I saw was a lot of my customers in the SMB segment were leveraging that budget to reinvest into their business and into their workers through 1 and 3 day AWS instructor-led courses. So this was something that customers would come to, learn about the platform, maybe a specific specialty like AIML or security, and just reinvesting that budget instead of just letting it burn or carry over to next year, they were using it to reinvest in themselves. And that's something I think that SMB customers should be thinking about throughout the year, not just in December, but maybe be planning to incorporate that in on a month-to-month basis rather than just waiting to the end of the year. So when we're going through this, be sure to write that idea down and run it past leadership, run it past your decision makers, and see if that's something you can really look into this year.
Hey, curious to kind of jump on that topic. Customers that are interested, how would they get started?
Yeah, Ben, great question. And I think it all starts with connecting with your account team. And this is something you and I praise month to month with this live stream is connect with your account team. You know, everyone here most likely has an account manager that you flow up to. We're excited to talk with you and excited to introduce you to the resources that I alluded to earlier in the episode. Whether that is the TNC team, whether that's technical support from someone like Kayla, a solutions architect, or if that's connecting with a partner who can help you get these projects done quicker, faster, and at a cost-effective way. Ben and I are always very excited, and we share customer stories between each other about customers we're helping, servicing, and just what you guys are doing in the SMB space to really reinvent it all and modernize. So, like always, connect with your account team. We're more than happy to make that introduction. So without further ado, Ben and I are excited to get into our favorite portion of the episode, and that's Kayla's Corner. So Kayla, please join us and we'd love a little introduction, who you are, what you like to do. Thanks for joining us, Kayla.
Hey everyone, this is Kayla. I'm a general solutions architect. I've been with AWS for a little under 4 years. I support US West SMB customers. I'm currently based in Seattle. And for the questions of what am I drinking now, I'm drinking hot chocolate today.
Nice, Kaylee. Can't go wrong with hot chocolate, especially, during these cold winter months. Super excited to have you on the show. And, just to kick things off on the topic of training and certifications, could you walk us through what certifications do you currently have?
Yeah, sure. So I have 7 AWS certifications. So the Cloud Practitioner. This one I got a couple of days after I joined AWS. And then I have all 3 AWS associate level certifications. which are developer associate, SysOps administrator associate, and solutions architect associate. I got all of them within the first 9 months of my AWS career. Then in the following year, based on my personal interest, I took 2 specialty certifications, data analytics and machine learning. And I also took the solutions architect professional certifications to better assist the customers and help them design their workload on AWS. Currently, I'm working on security specialty certifications. I will probably go take that exam sometime next month.
Wow, that's incredible, Kayla. Thank you so much. And, you know, with all the different certifications you hold, curious to get your thoughts here. You know, customers that are watching today, how do they know, you know, which AWS cert is the right fit for them, you know, with where they're at in their cloud journey?
Okay, that's a great question. Maybe let me share my screen so I can explain this more clearly. Ben, if you can give me the permission to share my screen.
It should be ready to go.
Okay. All right. Let me find the right screen here to share. All right. Can you see my screen now?
We do.
Perfect.
Okay. So this is our certification exam page. So you can see all the AWS certification here. Actually, if you scroll down a little bit, all of them are listed here. So we divide our certifications into 4 big categories. You can easily tell from the color. So the black one, AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner, offers a foundational understanding of AWS cloud concepts, service, and terminology. This is a good starting point for individuals in non-technical roles with no prior IT or cloud experience, or for those with on-premises IT experience looking for basic AWS cloud fluency. This certification can give candidates the confidence to tackle role-based AWS certifications. And then we see 3 dark blue certifications. These are AWS associate level certifications. The associate level requires you some in-depth and broad knowledge of a specific domain. And the difficulty level of the exam is also higher in comparison to foundational level. If you are going to be working in AWS in any hands-on applications, the associate level certifications should mark the point where your journey truly begins. You can take the associate certification based on your job role. And then after foundation and associate level, here comes to the professional level in light blue color. It demands the expert level of knowledge for the selected role-based certification. These certifications are means for organizations to identify and develop talent with critical skills for implementing cloud initiatives. If you are already experienced working in AWS, have mastered your AWS associate level certifications, and you are ready to take the next step, then these are the right certifications for you. And then next are 6 certifications in purple. So these are specialty level certifications. You are required to have a deep knowledge of the chosen domain, as the exam level of the specialty certifications is quite high. If you are already highly experienced in a specific area of AWS, then you can try these ones. Like the pro level certs, they are not to be approached like lightly, and multiple years of hands-on professional experience in each specialty domains is highly recommended for all. That's about all the AWS certifications. If you want to learn more, like what will be covered in the exam, you can click the exam and then it will show you more details. Also, I want to mention you can find study materials for each exam if you click into it. And you can also schedule the exam from here. And become AWS certified will help accelerate your cloud journey. The side benefits is that you can get a lot of swags, such as like AWS certified jacket, or like water bottles, or socks, t-shirts, stickers, etc. And I heard whoever gets all the 12 AWS certifications can get a golden jacket. So if any of the audience, you guys have already had all the certifications and had the golden jacket, please post it on LinkedIn and at me. I would love to see it. And my personal goal is also to get one golden jacket for myself one day.
Oh, that is super exciting, Kayla. Thank you so much. And it's so interesting, the coveted golden jacket, right? And it's quite the accomplishment. So yes, feel free to tag us posting that on LinkedIn. That's really exciting. And Kayla, can't wait to see you in your golden jacket here soon.
Yeah, me too. I will definitely share.
Sounds good. For the audience listening today, if you'd like to connect with a technical expert such as Kayla, right? Our team has a lot of solutions architects that could connect with customers, help them, identify and any documentation to overcome any roadblocks, or, if you have questions or want to just dive deeper into the technical aspects of your cloud workload, we could always set that meeting up. So feel free to connect with your solutions architect, your account managers. We're here to assist you as needed.
Great. And without further ado, let's bring on our guest speaker for the episode that Ben and I are really excited to have here today. Let me introduce Sean Winter. He's an SMB startup TNC manager, and he's been with AWS for just under 4 years. So Sean, thanks for joining us, and we'd love to hear a little bit about yourself.
Hey, gents. Thanks for having me. I'll give you a little bit of background. So I've been here almost 4 years. I started as a BDM in the training and certification org, supporting the various account teams and account managers around training and cert. And now I manage a team of 8 BDMs. So yeah, it's been a pretty cool ride so far.
That's perfect. Sean, we always start off this question when it comes to our guest speaker. And so I'm really curious to get your thoughts here. The show is focused on helping those orgs that, are categorized as small and medium-sized businesses. And we always like to see, what does small and medium-sized business mean to you? And how does your team support SMB customers?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with, there's nothing small about SMB with AWS. It's an enormous segment, and the customers are so diverse. I've probably taken personally 1,000+ customer meetings over the last couple of years in SMB specifically. So, for me, it really varies in SMB. It's super exciting. I don't regularly have the same meeting in SMB. So for me, SMBs, it's just exciting, right? Like that's what it means to me. There typically is a size, which is why they're in a specific segment, but yeah, it's a very fun segment to work in. And there's constantly a lot of changes. That's what it is to me.
That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And Ben, that's something you and I talk about a lot too, right? Every day is different with these conversations. So I see that it spills over to the training and cert side. Curious, Sean, what does it look like for your team? What's your landscape? What are some of the goals your team carries when you're going into these meetings?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So I support SMB and then a segment called ISV. But for these circumstances, talking about SMB, we have 4 people in various locations. So central being in Texas, and then California, the East Coast, supporting account managers like yourself. Give me the first part of that question again, because I know I missed something.
Yeah, just the landscape and some of your goals for the new year.
Yeah. So goals for meetings for us, one, just determining, what are the needs, right? So typically when we go into a customer meeting around training and certification, we've been given some sort of customer goal or need. So it may be from an account team saying, hey, we're doing this large migration, or they just hired a new chunk of staff. Can we figure out what the needs are? And then that's kind of the first meeting. The second most common meeting is directly from the customer. hey, we don't know what we don't know. Here's where we think we need help. Can you, you know, can you dive in and help? And then we have various tools that we can assist with. We do something called a learning needs analysis survey, which is essentially a group of questions, takes about 6 to 8 minutes or so, that the customer is answering and their staff is answering around, you know, what is their education level around AWS? What do they want to learn? Things like that.
Gotcha. And when you're looking at this, I mean, this is might be a loaded question, but who can take advantage of TNC, right? Is this for anybody and everyone, or is that?
Yeah, kind of... I mean, every single person, even outside of the SMB segment. So if you are, you know, we have programs for kids in high school. We have programs for veterans taking advantage that are looking to break into tech. We have programs for every single one of the business segments that we support. So quite literally, if you have no idea what the cloud is, you can take advantage. Up to, you know, somebody that has 6 or 8 certifications, there's still areas of support that we can lead to training.
Well, it's so interesting how much is available for customers, right, in the training certification space. You know, the few programs you mentioned, there's so much to this, and I'm curious to get your thoughts here. With everything that AWS offers regarding training and certs, like, what's your favorite offering?
You know, I would say that it's changed, right? So previously it was, you know, maybe some of our digital things that we offered as they were a bit quicker in terms of training. And, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of time to sit in various classes, but I was able to. So that was very exciting. Now it's probably our newest digital offering called Skill Builder or Industry Quest. Skill Builder essentially takes advantage of all of the digital offerings that we have, puts it together in like a really nice clean package, and then it lets individual learners sort of choose their path, right? So if you're somebody new to technology or new to the cloud, maybe you're looking at Cloud Practitioner, and then we break it out into digital modules for you. And then Industry Quest is actually really cool. So Industry Quest is, you essentially have an avatar that goes through this virtual world, and you are learning and you are training, but you're also kind of gaming. So it's a gamified experience with points and things like that. It's super cool. It is what I am using to work on various certifications that I'm trying to obtain. And my goal was essentially to just do it with the digital offerings that we have.
Oh, that is incredible. Incredible. And you always got to love when there's a bit of gamification to have some fun, right? When we're diving deep into training and certifications.
It's great.
For sure. This is a question that, you know, is really geared towards our audience today. You know, if you were an SMB customer, how would you apply, you know, what you learned today and you know, regarding this topic and the things that we spoke about and all the different resources, you know, how would you apply what you learned today to really benefit from all the offerings that training and certification team has?
Yeah, I mean, for one, take advantage of the resources that you have in front of you, right? Like we have great account managers, we have great account teams. You know, dive in with your account managers and at least let someone from my team or one of our various business development managers kind of show you what the training landscape looks like. If you're migrating, if you're going through new hires, if you're looking to set a baseline, you know, those are all things that we can help with from a training perspective. And like I mentioned from the beginning, we can train folks from, hey, what is the cloud, all the way up to your most senior engineers or your architects or devs or whatever the case may be. So there really is something for everybody. And there's also something for everybody given their various time constraints. So if you're not a team that can traditionally spend multiple days inside of a virtual training environment with one of our instructors, that's totally fine. We have an avenue for you to train.
Absolutely. And yeah, really appreciate that thought, Sean. I want to echo, really appreciative to have you on the talk today, just to engage in this conversation. So on behalf of the TNC team and us, we're really excited to see the possibilities with SMB and TNC. So thank you, Sean.
Yeah, of course.
You got it.
Perfect. You know, to end things off, there are a few announcements that we would like to cover today. First, starting off, if you're new to AWS and looking to get started, just know there is a new program. Not sure how much longer it's going to be running, so feel free to connect with your account team on this, but it's called AWS Kickstart. You know, essentially a 60-day proof of concept up to $3,000 worth of AWS credits so that, you know, you could get started on the cloud, get a hands-on experience and understand like what services are the right fit for, you know, the different initiatives that you're looking to do. So really excited about that. I've seen so many customers benefit from it already, even though it's a very new program. So excited to connect anytime if you all are interested in, you know, learning more about AWS Kickstart.
Yeah, Ben, that's just such a great program. I'm really excited for this year and to see hopefully that continue throughout. Well, everybody, it's come to that time of the episode where we're wrapping up, but that's nothing to be sad about as we're looking forward to our next episode and seeing you all next month when we get an episode that is really going to be a database deep dive. We're looking to be joined by a few of our database specialists here at AWS and their secrets to share in having an organized and successful database and how you can leverage AWS to maybe deal with some burdens that you may be faced with. So once again, thanks for joining us this week and this month, and we're excited to see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.